Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Winter just will not say goodbye. The Pacific Northwest bracing for freezing rain, possibly some snow, following a weekend of strong winds that knocked down trees and cut power to thousands in the area. Across the United States, very cold weather. It was 11 degrees above zero in Atlanta, and there were some freezes in Florida. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovac says a new storm system is on the way.
It's going to be one more shot of really cold Arctic air that sinks southward out of Canada into the middle part of the country on Thursday and then eastward into the eastern U.S. on Friday. However, after that, it looks like the weather pattern changes and the temperatures are going to be becoming more mild as we get into the beginning and middle part of next week.
And throughout Europe, heavy snow and freezing rain, especially hitting Germany very hard. Thousands of flights and train schedules have been affected. Also, a number of schools have shut down. Also, at townhall.com, Pakistan has recalled its ambassador to Iran in an escalation of a dispute over a deadly drone and missile attack.
In a statement, Pakistan said that Iran's actions were in violation of international law and had no justification, as well as recalling its own ambassador and asking Iran's, who's not currently in the country, not to return. Pakistan has suspended all high-level visits planned between the two governments in the coming days. Iran has yet to make an official statement, but it was Iranian state media which first reported that the military had attacked a Sunni militant group, Jaish al-Adil's headquarters, using drones and missiles inside Pakistan. The group has since said that the attack killed civilians and militant family members and has promised retaliation.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
After betrayal.
Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. In 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built.
This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. The Mirage's iconic volcano show has gone dormant. Crews there setting up a massive fake mountain for an interactive display that's part of Super Bowl 58's entertainment options called Paramount Mountain. That fan attraction will be open the days before the big game on February 11th. In fact, it opens on the 8th of February and will run through Super Bowl Sunday. Visitors will enter the block-long attraction on the Las Vegas Strip and interact with experiences that are inspired by popular Paramount content like Transformers, Yellowstone, and Dora the Explorer. Volcano Show temporarily closed down this past Sunday. It's expected to return by mid-February. Hard Rock International, the owners of the Mirage, plan to build a 660-foot tall guitar-shaped hotel tower where the volcano is currently located. A final show date for the volcano has not yet been set. Costco Food Court fans have a new treat on the menu. It's a double chocolate chunk cookie. Now, the latest addition comes after the retailer dropped the $1.49 churro from its menu. The new sweet treat, also a little more expensive. It's going to cost you $2.49, but it's served warm and comes with semi-sweet or bittersweet chocolate. Now, the churro now joins other food court favorites that have been dropped from the menu, and they include the combo pizza slice and the Polish dog. Adults will soon be able to be kids again. An immersive entertainment attraction is opening here soon on the Las Vegas Strip. You'll enter Playground by going down a slide just as you did back in a kid, being a kid on the playground back in the day. The interactive attraction to feature more than 20 larger-than-life nostalgic games, along with two bars and a private event rooms. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. 670kmzq.com. Click on the Listen Live button.
Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. Bet. Let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
A little slower than usual on the southbound side of I-15 through the resort corridor. Crews were late in picking up construction cones from overnight work. It's caused the excess braking that is still in place, but all lanes are open now. No accidents being reported on any of the highways. Got an injury wreck though at the east side intersection of Flamingo and Cobalt to look out for. Another good-looking day in the Vegas Valley. These morning clouds will move on, giving way to sunny afternoon skies and temperatures in the low 60s. 45 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local, brought to you by our friends at Americans for Prosperity. We hard to believe it, but we are now under a month away from the caucus here in Nevada, and we are now transitioning from Iowa to New Hampshire. Yesterday was a big day with a bunch of great speeches, including Donald J. Trump, Atkinson, New Hampshire. We let you hear a clip from that. We'll let you hear more from that rally in Atkinson, New Hampshire. Joining us now, really happy to have him on. Always love to have him on. He's a Vegas guy. He is Kash Patel, and he's the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense in the Trump administration, the author of... I'm sorry, Government Gangsters. I can't forget the book title. And he joins us now. First of all, Kash, what did you think of the 30-point win in Iowa? That was absolutely incredible.
Well, it's great to be with you. And I think there's words I'm not allowed to use on air when you issue that sort of thumping. When you double up on the second and third candidates behind you and then some, and still win by historic proportions. But what it tells me is that people in Iowa, who are representative of people across America, notwithstanding the lies that Joy Reid puts out on CNN about how it's some sort of white nation rig job, are responding to Donald Trump's policies, are responding to a desire to have Donald Trump and his America First agenda back in the White House. And they spoke loud and clear. There was no distortion. And there is no other Republican candidate even close. And I think that will hopefully continue to New Hampshire. And I want to remind your audience, South Carolina is not after New Hampshire. Nevada is. We're the third primary. We're coming up, and we're going to go big for President Donald Trump.
Will we see the former president in our state again between now and February 8th?
Oh, you know, being in Las Vegas and having a casino or two around, I think if you're a gambling man, you might want to bet on that line.
I want to ask you, though, because this was one of those deals where there was an expectation that it was going to be a big win. Did anybody figure it would be a 30-point win? That's unheard of. It's historic.
I don't even think the fake news contemplated that sort of win, because if they had, they probably would have imploded or set themselves on fire. Because this level of domination, because America wants Donald Trump's policies back in the White House for the border, for Iran, for Russia, for China, and for everything else, wasn't even contemplated by his biggest critics. Because if they saw a commanding lead and victory like that, they knew their race, as Newt Gingrich said the other night, it's over. It's Donald Trump's race. He's the nominee. Get with the plan. And I think the fake news media was hoping for a different result so they could not see Donald Trump be the Republican nominee.
Without giving up any trade secrets, what are you seeing in the polling here in Nevada? We've had quotes from Donald J. Trump and others that he is way up, 90 points up in some of these polling races. What are you seeing in the polling so far?
Well, I think two things. One, I think I'm seeing what you're seeing, and I'm seeing what America saw in in Iowa, that Donald Trump is being well received in Nevada, just like he was in Iowa. And whether the polls are 30, 40, 50, 60, 70% right now, the other thing I think, and I know from President Trump, is he's not going to stop working. He's not going to take any chances. Him and his team are going to come out here and flood the zone with a message that this country is in trouble, but more importantly, he has the solutions for this country that everyday Nevadans want to see implemented. They want crime reduced. They don't want crazy people punching judges. They don't want illegals coming across our border and killing Nevadans. They don't want Chinese fentanyl on our streets, and they want to seal the border, and only Donald Trump can deliver that. And we know it's being effective because when you have Ron DeSantis go on CNN last night and lie about our caucuses and say that the primary here in Nevada, the caucus is rigged for Donald Trump, let me tell you, Ron DeSantis, the caucuses here haven't changed in 40 years. The only thing that hasn't happened is you, Ron DeSantis, haven't been in Nevada since June. You might want to try campaigning.
Do you think we will start to see an influx, influx meaning Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley or Donald Trump, that we'll start seeing these people in our state very soon?
Yeah, I think they're focused on New Hampshire. It's coming up in a couple of days, so you can take things in calendar order. But I do think it would be a drastic poor decision to overlook Nevada and shoot straight to South Carolina. But look, maybe Nikki Haley will do that because she thinks it's all in South Carolina. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Nevada is the key of the West. We got to show up strong in the primaries, the caucuses, for Donald Trump. And then we got to tie that directly to the general election and make sure we win the West, because winning the West is how you win the presidency of the United States. Donald Trump has figured that out. Donald Trump will not leave any American with a cold shoulder. He will come out here and shake hands. You saw him in mountains of snow, in negative 20 degrees. He was out there delivering pizzas in Iowa. I don't think it's going to be any different when it comes to Nevada.
Again, Kash Patel joining us, a close confidant of the former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. I've got to ask you, I'm assuming you were watching this speech yesterday about 4 o'clock, the big rally in Atkinson, New Hampshire. And I was blown away. He brought Vivek Ramaswamy up onto the stage, and Vivek gave, I thought, a great audition for vice president. What did you think as you were watching that yesterday?
You know, for me, it's about doing everything and bringing everyone under the tent that can help Donald Trump win the nomination and win the presidency. And I think Vivek, as Donald Trump said, it has a long and bright and big future ahead of him. He's a young guy, successful guy, and ran a very good campaign. And a lot of people were impressed by Vivek's ability to debate and put out, basically an America First mission. I mean, that's what he's been campaigning on, is Donald Trump's platform. So when Vivek bowed out, I think it was a smart campaign decision to have, as Donald Trump said in his victory speech in Iowa, it's time to consolidate this Republican nomination. Donald Trump is the nominee. We either have a decision here as conservatives and moderates in this country. Are we going to put Donald Trump back in the White House, or is it going to be Joe Biden or Gavin Newsom? That's the decision. And the fact that the Rhino establishment class is still propping up Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis shows you how much dirty money is still in politics. But I think Donald Trump unifying the forces and bringing Vivek in to be one of his surrogates was a very smart move. And you saw the crowd really receive it really well.
I loved it. I've got to ask you, are we going to see more of this unifying type of speech from Donald J. Trump? I thought it was great at the victory speech. I thought yesterday it was the same thing. It was unifying. It was uniting. Do you think we'll see more of that from the former president?
I do. I think you'll see not just the unifying force that is Donald Trump. I think you'll see him out there talking about national security and defense in an election year, when you might think that, you know, it's only the economy, economy, economy. While that is, of course, of prominent importance, I think he's done a brilliant job, as he did in Iowa, not just in the victory speech, but elsewhere, reminding people of the disastrous invasion at our southern border, the disastrous withdrawal of Afghanistan that led to 13 American soldiers being murdered. And let's not forget the current failures and us on the precipice of World War III and Joe Biden and Lloyd Austin literally mailing it in from the bedside to defend this nation. There was no greater president in U.S. history when it came to the defense of this nation. And everyday Americans are seeing the domination of Donald Trump's national security policy. And I think it's smart for him to go out there and talk about it, because it affects everyday communities, especially here in Nevada. And we want crime down. We want jobs secure. I don't want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to cost me $12. And I think the only guy that can deliver for us is Donald Trump.
Cash, let me ask you, February 8th is the caucus. Can you explain as best you can how this is all going to work and how this is going to impact voters?
Yeah, you can go to Donald Trump's website and find out where your caucus location is. That's the critical part, and that you qualify, that you're of age at the appropriate time to go to the caucus. It's not necessarily where you go and vote, so it's important to do that. And then we got to get the communities and neighborhoods out there in full force. President Trump and his team and his surrogates are going to be at these caucus locations. And what you're going to walk into is kind of like a mini party. There's going to be a room full of people. You're going to have the ability to hear speeches. You're going to see some jockeying. And that's what a caucus is. It's essentially an exchange of ideas in a forum to elect a leader here, a president for the candidacy for the GOP. And then you essentially write down votes, which is kind of cool to see in Iowa, right, where you saw – votes literally being handwritten and then counted on paper ballots. That was pretty cool to see, the power of, you know, a simple, secure vote. And hopefully we'll have that here too in Nevada.
I'm just curious, as far as the caucus is concerned, there's no worry because we're using essentially paper ballots, I would imagine. The voter integrity issue is not going to be on the table, at least here in the caucus. Do you think it will be once we get to November 5th? Do you worry about that?
Look, I think it's in the forefront of many Americans' minds. It's not just voter integrity. It's tied directly into the rigging of the presidential election that's going to be authored by the same people that brought you Russiagate, the deep state goons in Washington, D.C., and their conspirators in the media are going to come out there and peddle out some disinformation campaign like they just did this week, where they started saying that if Donald Trump wins, he's going to be a dictator and seize the military, as if there's any basis in fact for any of that. But they don't need that. They're going to try to scare people away from voting for Donald Trump because the Democrats and the Republican candidates out there do not have a better policy to win this nation over. Donald Trump has the best policies, and they are terrified of the support he is being given, not just in Iowa, but everybody else. And so I think we got to be vigilant for these election rigging campaigns, this disinformation campaigns from our government gangsters in the media. But I think Nevadans are too smart. And they won't be duped by these guys performing these election rigging campaigns.
I was surprised by one thing yesterday in Atkinson, New Hampshire, and that was the issue of Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley's in third place. Donald Trump almost ignored Ron DeSantis and really laid into Nikki Haley. Were you surprised by that?
You know, I think Donald Trump's political astuteness and political sixth sense is better than anyone else. I think he knows that Nikki Haley has put in a lot of time in her ground game in New Hampshire, so is probably wise to go in there and get after it and put Ron DeSantis aside for a hot minute, because New Hampshire's next, and Nikki Haley has been featuring herself prominently in New Hampshire. She hasn't been doing nearly as good as Donald Trump, nor will she, but I think it's smart to go after in the fashion he did. And look, no matter how much money Ron and Nikki pour into New Hampshire, I don't think the result's going to be any different. Americans are not going to let this election be bought and paid for by the establishment rhino class in the defense industrial complex where Nikki Haley comes out of.
How's Government Gangsters doing?
It's great. It's a bestseller. We love it. Look, your audience has been tremendous to us. There's a reason Joe Biden spent 10 months blocking the release of this book. We put the receipts right in there. We took the government's own documents, and we're getting the truth out about everything from January 6th to Russiagate to the 51 Intel letter to the two-tier system of justice. And I'm so proud that Donald Trump called it the blueprint for 2024. So grab your copies, Amazon, governmentgangsters.com. You guys have been fantastic to us, and Nevada has been, you know, a great supporter of the book, Government Gangsters.
And very simply put, check with the Trump campaign. They'll be able to tell you where to caucus. The caucus is going to be everything, and it will be February 8th. Cash, always good to visit with you. Thank you, my friend, and thanks for fighting the good fight and helping Donald J. Trump win a second term. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks so much. Have a great day, and we'll see you before the caucus.
There you go, Cash Patel, the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense and the author of Government Gangsters. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Wednesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, the continued fallout of Iowa. We'll break it all down for you. Plus, 6 days until New Hampshire. Any big surprises? Any major story?
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at truedentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This segment of the Long Life Era, powered by Paul Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active. Be healthy. They'd rather wait. Marla Letizia is the founder of Long Life Era Community Facebook Group. She also goes by Nanny Bubby. You can embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com. Okay, we talk about living in our long life era, age 50 to 100 plus years old. We want to ensure that when we do get there, that we feel comfortable and happy. Let's talk numbers and age diversity and its necessity in the workplace.
It is really important. And when you think about diversity, diversity is such a big thing in our social communities these days. Everybody's talking about diversity, but we have race diversity. We have, oh my gosh, gender diversity. We have just about every kind of diversity we could possibly talk about. But age diversity is the last bastion of where we need to go to equalize all of society.
You say age diversity. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, basically, of retirement age, the world expects you to retire, whether you want to or not. And there is a discrimination that goes to, well, you're too old to know how to do this, or you're too old to know how to do that. And that may be true, but for mostly now, especially with the baby boomer generation, they are really fixated in continuing to do things that maybe they were not able to do. And most companies are truly wanting to now hire in their C-suites, meaning CEO, CFO, CMO, those who are more experienced in order to balance out that fluid brain that we talked about in the last segments.
The website, longlifemindset.com. Get interactive with it on social media at Long Life Era Community.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by the Libre Initiative. I want you to hear from Karl Rove. He's the brain. He was on Fox yesterday talking about Iowa. But one of the things he noted is that the turnout in Iowa earlier this week was way, way down. This is cut number three. Karl Rove yesterday on Fox.
And it sounds like the polls got the big number right.
Yeah.
But the turnout, I was at Precinct 62 in Des Moines, and they were expecting 100, and only 50 turned out.
Yeah. Think about this. This is the lowest turnout since 2000. There were 187,000 people 8 years ago, 127,000 in 2012, 119,000 in 2008. Now, maybe part of it was the weather. A big part of it was the weather, but the enthusiasm didn't show itself in terms of a bigger turnout, 40% less than we had 8 years ago.
If you're one of the donors who gave Ron DeSantis' super PAC a lot of money, over the last year or so, and keep in mind, a year ago, Ron DeSantis was beating Donald Trump at the polls, the hypothetical polls. Are those donors saying, you know, they messed up the campaign, or was it just Donald Trump is so powerful right now?
I think it's a combination of both. But last night, Ron DeSantis' super PAC that built this grassroots organization. You talked to the Trump campaign and the Haley campaign, and they both say he had the best organization because of that super PAC, and it gave him second place. If he had not had that get out the vote operation that put him in second place by a couple of thousand votes, we would have had Nikki Haley in second place and a different story out of last night. But incidentally, you know, and I know it wasn't your fault. It was Kilmeade who cut my budget for a whiteboard. So they said, here's your whiteboard. I said, no, this is what you get when you go to the laundry and have your shirts folded. This is a white piece of, but it was all Kilmeade. They told me. They told me you weren't responsible. But think about this. Donald Trump got 56,260 votes last night.
Right.
8 years ago, he got 45,429. So he got about 10,800 votes more this time than he got 8 years ago. That's 109 votes more per county in Iowa. So it was a great victory, but it was a great victory largely because the field was smaller and he was stronger as a result of being the former president. He struck a conciliatory tone last night. That was really smart because to win in November, particularly if the Democrats wise up and don't replace Joe Biden on the ticket, he's going to need every Republican joining with him.
Your point about the Ron DeSantis structure here on the ground, getting out the vote. The person they had speak in our precinct that I was watching last night was very good, very effective.
Yeah. Well, and given to you, the dude, Susie Wiles and Chris LaCivita, who are the people running the Trump campaign, they put together a darn good get-out-the-vote operation as well. And relying upon these 22 rallies that he had near the end, starting in September, they brought in a new guy to run the grassroots effort, and it showed last night because it kept him above. Without it, he probably wouldn't have gotten above 50%.
Okay, so the White House is waking up today. They're looking at these results. I know that a lot of Joe Biden's inner circle are being told by friends, hey, you got to step on the gas. We got an image of Joe Biden apparently signing big head posters as a souvenir. What do you think they're thinking about this big historic win for Trump?
Yeah. Well, I'd be looking, if I were them, at the polls that showed Joe Biden consistently losing to Donald Trump. And the reality of that is that he's losing because the American people are concluding he's not up to the job. Three quarters of the American people, including seven out of every 10 Democrats, think he's too old. And two thirds.